bless you out there in Radio Land. Thank you for tuning in once again to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We thank you for being for your continued faithfulness, and we look to the Lord on tonight. We believe that the word of God will go forth. At this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer, and as we turn our hearts and minds to the Lord, let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we are coming to you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord. Thank you for your love, and thank you for all that you've been doing for us. We thank you for the mercy that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, O Lord, for sparing lives, for saving souls, for healing the sick. We thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, that you will take full control. Have your way tonight, Lord. Let the spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover us. Bind every evil work. Bind the works of Satan. Bless this ministry, O Lord. Send your word, send your anointing. Let it reach some soul, somebody that's bound but want to be delivered. We pray that you will deliver tonight, O Lord. Lift up the bowed down heads. Strengthen the weak. Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. We know you're able, Jesus. We know the power is in your hand, Lord. You're able, Jesus. Move, Lord, while we're waiting, Lord, and while we are praying, Jesus, we're looking to you, Lord, the hope of glory. We are trusting in you tonight, Jesus. No other help we know, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you to stop by here. We need you to touch us, oh, Lord. And give us the strength we need to go through. Help us to drive and to go forward in you, Lord. We want to please you tonight, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord. We pray that you have mercy tonight. We pray that you move every way that is not like you. Help us to be found in your word and in your will. Have mercy on us, Lord. We are your people. And the sheep of your pasture, we want to be led by you, Lord. Lead us, O Lord. Guide us, Lord. Direct our path. Show us the way you would have us to go. Help us, O Lord. Let us not go astray, but help us to walk in the way of holiness. Help us to stand firm upon the word of God. We pray, Jesus, that you will draw us closer. We need a closer walk. We want to be revived. Revived. We want to be stirred up. God. We want to do your will. We want to please you tonight, Lord. Not our will. Let our will perish tonight, Lord.
Let our will perish.
Jesus, help us tonight, Lord. Move, Jesus. While we are praying, Lord, we need
Jesus.
You to our rescue. We need you tonight, Lord. We pray that you look on the souls of men, all those who are listed on the prayer list. We pray that you touch them right now. We know thou art a healer. We know you can
Lord.
Do everything, Lord. Look on my brother Henry. Touch his body right now. Heal
him,
Jesus. COVID, Lord. We know you can do it. Work a miracle in his life. Change his mind. Change his heart. Give him a heart and a mind to want to serve you and do that which is right and pleasing in your sight. Help him, Jesus. Help him to pray, Lord. Look on his wife, Lord. Touch her, oh, Lord, in these trying times, Lord. Have mercy on her, Lord. Help her to come to you, Lord, to give her life back to you, Lord.
Yes,
in
Lord
the
God.
Name of Jesus, we know you're able to save her. You're able to deliver her. Have
you're
mercy
able.
Tonight, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look upon my father, Titus Edmonds Sr. Touch
yes,
him right
Lord,
now.
Jesus.
Touch his mind. Touch his feeble body.
saving Jesus. Help them, oh Lord, to give up everything, Lord. Help them to seek your faith. Call upon your name. Helping Jesus. We know you're able. We know thou art a savior and thou art a healer. In the name of Jesus, look on all those who are listed on the prayer list. Touch them right now, Lord. Look on Larry Denton. You know his situation. We know you're able to heal him. We are witnesses that you're able to heal, Lord, from the liquor. In the name of Jesus, look on him with compassion and mercy. Touch him right now, Lord. Deliver his soul. Deliver his mind. Change his mind. Help him to repent of his sins and give his life to you. Look on DeMarcus West. Touch him right now. Deliver his soul. Look on Jonathan. Touch him, oh Lord. Deliver, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. And we know you've got the power. We're down here waiting on you. We're looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you look on those souls that are bereaved. Have mercy on them right now, Lord. Deacon and Sister Gatewood, look on their daughter, Lord.
Yes,
oh, my God, comfort her soul. Lift the burden of her heart. Help her, Jesus, to seek your face and call on you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Be merciful, Lord. Jesus, we are looking to you, Lord. No other help we know. You are our very present help in trouble. We're depending on you. We are hoping in you because we know you're able to do all things. We know there's nothing too hard for you. Can do everything. You know every petition. You know every thought. You know what we need. You know what that we need. We pray that you will grant it according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we want to be saved in the end. We want to go through, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us to make this journey, Lord. Let your spirit prevail tonight. Let your blood cover, Lord. Wash us in your blood. Make us liquid whole. We believe it tonight. We believe your word, Lord. We're trusting in your word. We know thou art a miracle worker. You can do everything. You can fix every situation. You know what we're going through. Touch us tonight, Lord. Touch our bodies. Give us strength where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Help us, oh Lord, to go forward in you. Help us not to look back nor turn back, but help us to drive and go forward.
Help us, Lord.
Jesus, to do your will. Speak your word. Help us to live by your word. Help us, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Oh, my God, go with us. Stand by us. Continue to bless us, oh, Lord. Bless your people everywhere, throughout the world. Touch every member of the fold. Bless in a special way. Strengthen, heal, save, forgive, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. We thank you right now. We give glory and honor to your name, Lord.
Bless
the name of Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
We're thankful unto you, Lord. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Bless
thank
your
you,
holy
thank
name,
you.
Lord.
Yes,
now,
Jesus.
Lord, we
thank
pray
you,
that you go with us throughout this broadcast. Encourage
the
soul. Strengthen the people. Help them, oh, Lord. Let them know that you love them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you again. This prayer
thank
we
you,
pray, oh, Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 126th number of Psalms. That's the 126th number of Psalms. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouths filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. Then said they among the heathens, the Lord have done great things for them. The Lord have done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. For the reading of the 126th number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word coming through Sister Cheryl and the beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. We just want to thank everyone so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School. Add it to our prayer list. It's Henry Edmond, who is the brother of Evangelist Maybell Edmond. He is currently in Cooper Hospital with COVID, so we want to keep him in our prayers. We also want to continue to pray for Chris Lane Edmond, for the bereaved McFadden family, for Michael Carr, Brother Seti Lawhorn, Larry Denson, Deacon and Sister Gatewood, who lost their grandchild, Maria McBride, Robin Mansay, who's been diagnosed with terminal cancer, Steve Allen Sr., who's also been diagnosed with cancer, Tawana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Adele, Mother Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Anderson family, Titus Edmond Sr., Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton for deliverance, Miss Sissy, Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, and anyone who I didn't mention who is currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I will, there's a song I was thinking about earlier. Let's just sing a portion of it. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty, and the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty, the Lord our God is omnipotent, the Lord our God, he is wonderful. All praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is wonderful.
All praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 He is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is wonderful. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I count myself blessed and highly favored because of God's goodness. He has allowed us to assemble together on the Gospel Truth broadcast one more time, and it is by the grace of God that we all are here. So glad that you tuned in on this evening, and I'm looking forward to a blessing from the Lord. My soul has already been blessed through the prayer that was prayed and the scripture that was read and also that song that was sang. Praise be to God. I just feel like giving God glory, honor, and praise because he is worthy to be praised. And my mind just can't help but reflect on the scripture where it pertains to the captivity of giants and how when enemies see things going on with us, sometimes they get in a corner and they laugh, or sometimes they laugh right straight to your face. Oh, but deliverance is coming. Amen. Mm-hmm. Joy is coming. Hallelujah. Glory, yes. And weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
And when the enemy see how God has blessed you so greatly,
yes,
even they have to acknowledge that God is blessing you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to praise God for because he confounds the enemy right in our midst and before us. Hallelujah. And therefore,
amen,
we can worship and praise the Lord even before the miracle happens, even,
yes,
before, okay, the deliverance comes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Before the answer to our prayer, we can go ahead and praise him in advance. Because,
amen,
you're worthy, hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
those who were laughing at you, point the finger, turn right around and bless God.
Amen.
God. So we just have to let our light shine. Amen. Here in this dark world, it's so much darkness around.
Oh, yes.
But God will deliver his people. And when he does, people will acknowledge that God has done great things. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. My soul is stirred. I'm enjoying.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
go ahead. Yes.
Surely the Lord has done great things. And
yes,
not
Lord.
Just that, but he is yet doing great things. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Somebody sang a song saying he keeps on doing great things for me. Praise,
yes,
be to God. And that's what God is doing right now. We may not be able to see all that he's doing, but he,
yes,
is at work, always looking out for us, always,
yes,
blessing us, always meeting us where we are, hallelujah, going ahead of us, preparing the way, moving obstacles, hallelujah, defeating the enemy on every side so we can come on through with victory, praising and magnifying God.
Yes.
So good tonight.
Praise.
Oh, Glory be to God. God is truly worthy of the praise. And
yes,
I mean, tonight, so come on and let's listen for the voice of the Lord. Let's listen to hear his voice because God is doing great things. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
While we're on this broadcast, God is doing great things. Somebody who had a prayer request, God is answering that prayer right now. God is moving by his Spirit. Praise the Lord. We can't see everything God is doing. We don't know how God is moving on someone's heart, but God is doing great things. Hallelujah. And we ought to be glad. We ought to rejoice together. We ought to lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. It doesn't matter that you don't profess to have the Holy Ghost.
All right.
He's blessing you too. And he
wants
to give you the Holy Ghost. He wants
Amen.
To deliver your soul. He wants to bring
yes,
you
Lord.
Out of captivity.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Go
he
ahead.
Wants to do great things in your life.
Yes,
if I were you, I would yield myself to him.
Yes,
I would
Lord.
Give in to the Spirit of God and let God do what he wants to do. Oh,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. No time for drawing back. This
Amen.
Is no time to
go ahead.
It down, but it's time to press on. Amen.
Yes.
And let's move forward toward our deliverance. Oh,
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes
Amen.
We do have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But
yes.
it doesn't mean we've given up hope. It doesn't mean
All right.
we've lost our hope. It doesn't
Amen.
Mean that our faith has dwindled down. But it means that we are waiting for our change to come. Well,
yes.
It may seem like it's taking a long time. It
yes.
may seem like nothing is going to happen.
Oh,
praise Jesus Christ. But if we wait patiently on
yes.
the Lord, he will surely come through for us. He'll
yes,
be
you.
There, and he will prove himself. Oh,
yes.
hallelujah. Where the enemy might say, oh, well, this work is not of God, and they don't want to go along with you. They don't
yes.
want to support you. They don't
All
want
right.
to pray for you. They don't want to get with you.
Oh,
uh-huh. Just keep on waiting on God.
Amen.
Yes,
watch
that's
right.
God work. Watch God
watch work.
Set his approval on it.
Yes.
Amen.
Everybody will have to acknowledge God has done great things. Oh, hallelujah. God is doing great things. Praise
yes,
God. My soul is so stirred up. Praise the Lord. And I
yes.
hear the truth that we might cry sometime, but that scripture
yes.
was saying, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
Reaping.
Yes.
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 yes. We might
That's
cry.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. We might
yes.
weep and we might mourn. Oh, my Lord. We might sow in tears.
Go ahead and preach.
Heart. Ask for us. Praise be to
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
We shall reap. In joy. And that
yes,
my mind to the temptation that we will fall into. As Brother
yes.
James reminded us, my brethren, when ye fall into
divers temptations, yes.
what should we do? Count it all joy.
Count it all
Preach
joy.
It.
Fall into the temptation when the tears begin to roll down
yes.
your face. You
yes.
might make mistakes and people don't want to forgive you.
They're
yes.
never going to forget what happened. But God will bring
yes.
you joy.
Yes, he will.
He is a forgiver. He'll forgive us of our sins. The
yes.
Lord will have mercy. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
While others are carrying a grudge and holding things
mm-hmm.
against
Preach
you,
it.
Refusing to forgive you, refusing
yes.
to be compassionate toward you. They can
yes.
end up losing out with God because if they don't forgive, our Heavenly Father will not forgive them. Oh,
Amen.
Oh, they
Amen.
Might say they love you. They might say I have forgiven you, but they
yes.
still are holding things in their heart.
Yes.
Now God has already forgiven you, and
yes.
God has restored you. God
yes.
Hallelujah, has made you all over a brand new
mm-hmm.
creature. Oh, my Lord, there's somebody sitting back holding this grudge and not wanting to forgive you and keep
Amen.
Bringing to the surface what you did and how you fell and how this happened and how all that happened, and they might end up going to hell, even
yes.
though they're in the Pope, even though they're standing up, serving on the board.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Claiming to be born again. Oh, my Lord, but we have to forgive one another. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God, because God is doing great things, and we don't have time to hold anything in our heart. Everything
Amen.
Else that's not like God got to come out.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. We're going to have to repent and mm-hmm. get it right. Oh,
yes.
thank you, Jesus, because we won't make it like that.
Amen.
I thank God for his word. The
yes.
word of God is right. The word
yes.
of God is so powerful. And there are souls out there who are desiring hope. They're desiring a way out. They're
yes.
looking for something different, something better. They're looking to make a change in their life. Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus. There's somebody waiting for somebody to come and minister to them and give them life. Praise
yes.
the Lord. And this is what we need to do. We need to get busy. And we need to go forth as never before. Amen.
Go ahead.
Spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Telling the world that Jesus saved. Because
Amen.
That's what he's doing every day. God
yes.
is saving souls. God
Amen.
Is delivering.
Amen.
God is healing. God
yes, he is
making whole. He's making ways. Oh, yes, he is. He's opening
yes,
doors
he is.
That are shut. My Lord, hallelujah.
Yes.
When he changed his heart, where somebody told you, no, it can't be done, and you
yes.
can't do this, and you
yes.
can't do that, but God says, yes, you can. Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when
Thank
God
you.
Says yes, nobody can say no.
Amen.
You can say no all you want, but it won't have any bearing. It won't stand. Because when God says yes, that's it. That's it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, praise be to God. So we
yes.
need to come together. Amen.
Yes.
And minister like never before.
Amen.
Get together. I mean, truly get together because there is strength in unity.
Amen.
Yes,
we
it
get
is.
Together and we do something together, we can really accomplish a lot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But where there's division is weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we're divided, we will fall.
Amen.
And that's what the enemy is sitting back looking for a way that he can destroy us.
Yes.
We don't
yes.
have to let that happen because
Amen.
God is moving. He's
yes,
doing
he is.
Great things, and he's showing us what we ought to do. He's
Amen.
Showing us his way. Amen. Are we willing to just follow his lead? Are we
Amen.
Willing to deny ourselves? Oh, glory be to God. Take up our cross daily and follow Jesus. Are
yes.
we willing to do that? Amen. Are we willing to forgive? Amen. Praise the Lord. No matter what someone has done to you, no
yes.
matter how bad they might have hurt you, no matter how terrible the words they might have said to you,
yes.
are you willing to forgive and
yes.
move on and move forward? Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Think
yes.
about it. Jesus,
yes.
he forgave people when he was on the earth. There was
yes.
a woman yes. who was caught in the act of adultery.
Yes,
all right.
Brought to Jesus. They brought the woman to Jesus, and they expected Jesus to stone the woman.
Yes, yes.
Because it was in their law. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the
yes.
law of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Praise be to God. But Jesus came, and he gave us grace. He
yes.
delivered us from the letter of the law. And
Amen.
He gave us grace. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
and
Lord.
He proved that he had the power to forgive sins while he was on the earth. And so
yes.
he said to those accusers, you that be without sin, cast the first stone. Nobody could cast the stone at
him. All right.
So Jesus, he forgave the woman. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God.
God. He's a forgiving
yes.
God.
Amen.
That's the reason why he came into the world to save men's lives. He didn't come to destroy anybody.
No, he didn't.
He didn't come to tear anybody down, but he came to build us up.
Yes, Lord.
He didn't come to discourage us, but he came to encourage us. He didn't come to weigh us down, but he came to lift us and
yes.
to take our burdens. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He came to bear our burdens. Amen. That's what Jesus came to give us life. And what are we offering? Amen. Having this ministry that the
yes.
Lord has given us.
Yes.
We have to offer life preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
According to the word of God, the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Will deliver the lost souls of men.
Amen.
That word, that message, that gospel, it'll reach down in somebody's heart.
Yes.
Power don't mean anything. But
Amen.
The word of the Lord
yes.
means everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
we might can't reach them with our words.
Yes.
But the word of God can places we cannot go. Oh,
Amen.
Bless the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is doing great things.
Yes,
and
he
I
is.
Can't help but just keep reflecting
That's all right.
on the great things that God is doing.
Amen.
And he does everything for a reason.
Yes,
Praise
he does.
The Lord. We don't always see what God is doing, and we don't understand why things are happening in our lives and why things going this way and why did that happen and why
yes.
did we encounter this person or why did that come up. But God
yes.
has a plan. He has a, oh my Lord, thank you, Jesus. He
thank
has
you.
A plan for our lives.
Yes, he does.
Only God knows about. We cannot comprehend it. We cannot understand it. But if we be willing to submit, humbly submit ourselves to him and
yes.
submit our ways unto him,
yes.
he will surely elevate us. The
yes.
Lord will take us up. Oh, thank you, Lord, to the level that we could never imagine he would place us and give
yes.
us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning his will. The Lord, and we will know what God requires of us. We will know the ministry that God has given us because he will make it plain to us.
Amen.
Oh, God has done great things, and he yet doing great things. I must
yes,
be my subject tonight. God is
yes.
doing great things.
Oh, That's God. All right.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Preach it.
I can say the truth. That God is moving by his spirit. Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank yes. you. Sometimes we might get tangled up and into captivity.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that's where we're going to stay. It doesn't
Amen.
Mean that God is not going to deliver us out of that situation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we got to be willing to leave it all behind. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't dwell on it. Don't focus on it. But leave it all behind. Amen.
Amen.
And once the Lord has delivered us out of captivity, don't go back into it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Don't go back into sitting around and moping around and feeling sorry for yourself. And don't go
Amen.
Into that.
Amen.
The Lord has come in and given you that joy. And the Lord has come in and worked things out.
Yes.
Don't turn and go back into captivity. Amen.
Yes.
God has done these great things for you. Just rejoice and keep on moving forward.
Yes,
Praise
Lord.
The Lord. Getting the things which are behind. And
yes.
reaching forth to those things which are before. Oh, like Apostle Paul said, I press.
Yes.
Toward the mark for the prize
of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm pressing my way.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
the enemy wants us to sit down and stop. Wants us
yes,
to look
does.
Back and turn around. But no.
No.
And keep on moving forward. Press toward the mark.
Amen.
The mark that we have to reach. The
yes.
mark of the high calling of God.
Yes.
Which is in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Press your way. Make it to that finishing line. Because we can make it with the help of the Lord. When
Amen.
We consider how great things the Lord has already done.
Yes.
And what God is doing right now and how
Amen.
Many great things he's going to do. Oh, thank you, Lord, from this day forward. If we can reflect on that, if we can keep thinking on that, amen,
yes.
it will help us to keep on pressing our way.
Amen.
Maybe our bodies get a little tired and weary, and we don't always feel like going. We don't always feel like pressing our way.
Yes.
But it's important on pressing our way that we continue
yes.
to trust in the Lord all the way, every step of the way. Hallelujah. Every
yes.
step we take, it ought to be a step of faith. Amen.
Amen.
We might not conceive where our foot is going to land, but if we trust in the Lord, if we keep our faith in him, the Lord will keep us on solid foundation. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't
yes.
even have to look where we're going. Just lift your foot up. Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God will order.
Yes, yes, yes.
His word, he will keep us in his will. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank God for
thank
his
you.
Word. The word of
yes,
God
Lord.
Is just stirring up in my soul. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
and
Jesus. Your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I
yes.
feel good in my soul. I
thank
God for his powerful word. That
Amen.
Word of God just began to move down in me, and I couldn't help it. Oh,
all
thank
right.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. So, well, I don't know if this is part one.
Don't worry about
it. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, God is a mighty God.
Yes,
and
he
I
is.
Just feel the urge. I feel the it's an, like a necessity that we
yes.
should try to encourage everyone we encounter, because people are going through so much. We
oh,
all
yeah.
are going through.
Yes,
Lord, we at every chance we get, we ought to try to empower someone else. We ought
yes.
to try to say uplifting words to someone else, because
yes.
it's those times when they're feeling way, way down in the dump.
Yes,
they need somebody to just give them a word of encouragement, or maybe just say a little brief prayer. You don't
yes.
even have to say a whole lot. Sometimes
Amen.
They don't even need any words. They
Amen.
Need somebody to understand and listen for just a little bit and say
yes.
a prayer, and that's all. And you're
Amen.
Ministering to someone, Amen, in their
Amen.
Time of need. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. There's somebody desiring to be saved, but they just need somebody to help them along the way, to encourage them to keep on going after God, to keep
yes.
on seeking after the Lord. Because
Amen.
You know when what how it was, if you were born again believer, you know how it was when you were trying to come through, when you
yes.
were trying to seek the Lord and call on the Lord for deliverance, and how the enemy stepped in and tried to discourage you and tried to distract you and put all kinds of things in your way and stop you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So somebody else is going through that. As soon as you make up your mind that you want to be saved, here comes the enemy. He's
yes.
going to try to put a stop to you. He's
mm-hmm.
going to try to discourage you.
He's Amen.
He's going to try to make you draw back and make you not even seek the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
Be to God. But I want to encourage you tonight. I want to encourage you to go after God like never before.
Yes.
Amen. Go after God until your deliverance comes, until your salvation comes. Amen. Until your miracle comes, till
mm-hmm.
you get your breakthrough. Whatever you're going after God for, you continue to go after him until he does it for you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to share this with you how the Lord's been dealing with me this week. Even starting on last, the Lord has been dealing with me concerning he is out in front of us. And when we minister to someone, we have to put God in front. We have to make sure that they know it's God who's doing it and not us.
Amen.
It's not about us.
Amen.
It's not about any of us. Praise God. When we pray for someone, let them know that God is the one that does the healing. God is the one that is hearing the prayer and answering. God is the one that's coming through for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
and that increased my faith. Amen. And when I thought about how Jesus was down on the earth and he was healing all these people, these sick people that were coming to him, none of them went away sick. None of them went away half healed.
Amen.
But he made them completely whole.
Yes.
Nobody went away the same way they came.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And he's still the same God. He's still doing these great things.
Yes.
He's still working these miracles. Praise the Lord. So it's us that have to get on back out of the way. God have his way.
Amen.
Put God out front. Put him first. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In all that we do, make sure God is put out there first.
Amen.
If we're going to do anything, we need to acknowledge that God is the one who's going to do the work. God is the one who's going to work this out for you. If you're talking to someone, tell them that God is the one that's going to do it for you.
Amen.
I'm going to petition God on your behalf. I'm going to pray on your behalf, and I'm going to seek the Lord and ask God for this, but he's the one who's going to do the work.
Amen.
He's the one who's going to do these great things for you. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord for his word. Praise God. And at this time, I ask you to pray for me. Praise God. I'm going to turn this over to Evangelist May. God bless Evangelist May. Go the way to the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Can we say thank the Lord? Glory to God.
Thank the Lord.
That's the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We thank you for your word, oh Lord. Thank you for the anointing, oh Lord. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for strength, oh Lord. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. Help us to put you first. Help us, oh Lord, to let you go before us. Not unto us, but unto thy name. We give glory, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus, to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you might direct our path. Help us to be found in thy will and in thy word. In the name of Jesus, help us to forgive. Help us, oh Lord, to drive and go forward. Help us to move in you, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Look on the souls of men. We pray that you tell them right now. Have your way in their lives. Let your will be done. Save the unsaved. Heal the sick and deliver the bound. Help men to repent everywhere. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able tonight, oh Lord. We know you got the power. Touch and bless. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord, and move in a mighty way, oh Lord. Prove yourself that your will may be done, oh Lord. Have your way. Help us, Jesus. We want to please you in every way. Take away everything that is not like you. Take away self-will. Take it away, Lord. help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that you may exalt us in due time. Help us to seek to please you in every way and not please men and not even please ourselves, but help us to deny self. Help us to take up our cross and follow you, Lord, that your will may be done in us. Oh, my God, let our speech be seasoned with grace. Help us, Jesus, keep our mind stayed on you. Move, Lord, by your spirit. Touch every listener. Bless everywhere, Lord. We know you're able, and we take you at your word. We believe you tonight. We thank you for the beautiful message that came through Evangelist Tommy. We pray that you continue to bless her, continue to send your word through her, help her to continue to be led of your spirit. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way, O Lord. Bless in a mighty way. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you again for what you're doing and for what you have already done. We pray that you bind Satan and his works, cast him out. Help us, Jesus, to seek to do your will in these last and evil days. We thank you for this prayer. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for all things that were said and done on tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we say amen?
Amen.
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 The word of God is right on time. Very encouraging, very soul stirring. I just thank the Lord for that anointing that came on tonight. And the word of God that came through Evangelist Hameen, truly she preached under the anointing. She let the Lord have his way. And that's what I was looking for. I wanted God to have his way. And that's just what he did on the night. Thank the Lord, because we don't want to continue to go in forms and fashions and this got to be done, that got to be done this way. No, we want God to have his way. And then somebody will be blessed. Someone will be encouraged. And someone will be strengthened. And most of all, we believe someone will be healed and saved when we let the Lord have his way. God is doing great things. I believe that was her thought that she brought forth. God is doing great things. And he is. Because he's a great God, and he does great things. Glory to God. And he's moving. She began to say, God is moving. And yes, he is moving. Glory to God. And he said, are we following? Are we willing to follow him? Are we willing to forgive? Are we willing to do what he told us to do? Glory to God. Are we willing to do what the Lord told us to do? Don't dwell on those things in the past. These are the words that she spoke. Don't dwell on it. Satan will have you having them because you keep and continue to dwell on the past. The Bible said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's what we should be doing, pressing. We want to go higher. Not that we want to have a name or a big I am and this and that. No. Right. But we want to go higher in Christ. And we want to be ready. Not that we have already attained, but we press because we want to attain and we want to make it into the kingdom of God. So I thank God for that anointed message coming to the Evangelist Hameen. I want to say to you, Evangelist Hameen, continue. Keep letting the Lord have his way. I don't care what program is going on. If the Lord take over, you go ahead. Because that's what I want. I'm not worried about going in no form and fashion. It's time out for that. God want to bless us. So we let him lead us, take over, we go ahead.
So I thank the Lord on tonight. At this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast over to our evangelists that they might have remarks. And if there's any other minister on the line, you may also have remarks at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying God is doing great things. And she said she made a lot of beautiful points. And she was talking about that forgiveness. You know, some people, they'll hold a grudge until they die. And the thing is, they're just as guilty because, you know, some people, they look down on others and judge them because they sin differently than they
yes.
do. But we all have sinned. And we, if we want that forgiveness for our sins, we have to forgive. Just like the preacher began to say, that if we don't forgive our brother his sins, he's not going to forgive us.
Amen.
We holding things against people, you know, don't want people to go far, whatever it is. Like she
said,
people, they won't help you out, won't do anything for you. They know you're trying to do the will of the Lord. They're getting things right there, trying to be against your ministry.
Yeah.
You know, that's on them. That's on them. We have to keep on pushing forward. We have to keep on moving forward. I enjoy the word of God tonight. I'm so grateful that God took over and moved.
Yes, Lord.
I'm excited about it. And like Venice maybe we can say, that's what we want. You know, there is a set program, things that we have in place. But when God takes over, it's him. This is why we're doing it for him. And like Venice maybe begin to say, we're trying to draw people to Christ, not to ourselves. We have to give the glory to God. It's not for us to take.
Amen.
We're not trying to draw them to ourselves, but we're trying to draw them to God. So when they are attracted to us, to the God in us, we have to give that glory right back to him. And I'm so grateful because when we do that, this is what happens. God takes over and he blesses and he ministers to people who God took over, and I'm just glad about it. I'm happy and excited down in my soul. But I just advance on me, keep on preaching the word of God, advance me, Bill, keep on doing the will of God. Sister Cheryl, keep on knowing. And I'm excited about everything God is doing.
Yes.
Be encouraged.
Praise the Lord. The Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming to our evangelists. And once again, for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Hameen. I'm so happy tonight.
Amen.
Thanking God for that word.
Amen.
It was right on time. God knows how to feed you and what to feed you and when to feed you. I'm glad about it. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. We thank the Lord for every listener. We thank the Lord for all of you who work to try to make this broadcast what it ought to be. Praise the Lord. I know God is able. At this time, before we close out, I want Evangelist Cynthia to have some words, if she will.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if she's having.
She might have to take her phone off mute. Star 6.
Yes. Praise the Lord. You can star 6 your phone, Evangelist Cynthia. We keep.
Yeah.
Doing great things for me. Yes. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. If I had 10,000 times, I'll praise his name with everyone. Oh, he keeps
little horse
doing great things.
Sing it anyway. Go ahead.
He keeps doing great things for me.
Thank God for the word tonight. I enjoy that word coming through Evangelist Hameen.
Truth. Amen.
She out her soul and she told the truth tonight. I enjoy
that.
I want to encourage her to continue on in the Lord and continue to let God have his way in her life. Preach it, whether they like it or not. Preach it anyhow.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Just preach it anyhow.
Yes.
Just preach, somebody said.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, I want to encourage everybody tonight, everyone under the sound of my voice that's listening. Amen. To hold on to whatever you have, whatever touch that God has given you.
Yes.
Hold on to it.
Hold on.
Whatever God has done for you, hold on to it. Don't let go, because he will add on to it. Amen. I just thank God for all things. Continue to pray for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those remarks coming through. Amen. Cynthia, sound like she stirred up too. Thank the Lord for that song. He keeps doing great things for me, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad God is not like man. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for her. Be encouraged, Amen. Cynthia, keep doing the will of God, whether the devil like it or not, because we're not here to please him. We're pleasing God, not on tonight. And if there's, is there anything else or anyone else before we close out?
I just want to say I thank God for just taking over, and I'm glad to yield to the leading of the Lord, and I'm truly blessed. My soul has been blessed tonight and touched. And I want to encourage everyone to just take the word of God in for yourself. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for everyone on the Gospel Truth broadcast. You be encouraged and keep doing the work of the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Thank the Lord once again. Thank God. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. And we want to say to our listeners, thank you once again for tuning in tonight, and those faithful few, we thank God for you who continue to tune in every single week. May God ever bless you and keep you. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, pray for us also. At this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. We will be back again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., if the Lord willing. God bless you and good night.